Hello, hello. Welcome to the October catch-up episode of Lulu's List. I'm Seuss, also known as Lulu Lawrence, and this podcast is usually where I talk about all the fics that I've read in the past month and what I've enjoyed about them, but I am doing a special series for the month of January to kick off my third season. If everything goes as planned, every Friday I will post a catch-up podcast to wrap up last year's fics that I read, and then the last Friday of the month will be my January reads. One of those episodes is going to be about the fics that I posted myself in October, November, and December, as well as possibly a summary of the fics that I posted throughout the rest of the year, but I still haven't really decided on that. I'm actually planning to post an anonymous survey in the next few days, just to try to find out what kind of format you guys might be interested in for that episode. And then I'll go ahead and I'll just link that on my Tumblr and my Ko-fi for sure. And then if I remember that Twitter exists, then I'll also try to link that on my Twitter, just in case there's any of you on there who might be interested in sharing your thoughts and opinions. So please be willing to share your feedback, or I'll be left to my own devices. And I really just don't want to potentially bore you with all of that information about my fics that I love and am interested in, but I'm not so sure that everyone else is. So in order to take part in that survey, or just to chat or yell with me about fic, you can find me on Tumblr and AO3 as Lulu Lawrence, on Twitter as Lulu Lawrence 1D, and on Ko-fi at www.ko-fi.com/Lulu Lawrence. So for the month of October, I was actually able to read 16 fics or survey series, which is kind of wild to me, honestly, just because it feels like forever ago that I actually had the amount of time to read that amount. So it's really exciting for me to go back and look at these fics with you guys, because as I was skimming and looking through everything that I had bookmarked that month, there were so many good ones. So I'm actually really excited to talk about them and get to revisit them in this way with you guys now in January. So let's go ahead and get started. The first fic is called Still by Dandelion Fairies on both AO3 and Tumblr. This fic is about 12,000 words long. It is rated G, and the pairing is Niall and Liam. The summary reads, Niall's life changes once again at the sound of his phone ringing. Hello, this is Cheyenne. I'm a nurse at Northwestern Memorial Hospital. Is this Niall? The breakup with Liam may have been a bad one, but Niall will never let the man be alone during a time like this. So he finds himself at the hospital, sitting beside Liam's bed, waiting for someone else to show up, because why would Liam want his ex-boyfriend to be the one sitting here? So this was a fic that was written for the Heartbreak Weather Fic Fest, so it's obviously a song fic, and it was based on the song Still. It's clearly exes to lovers, and it's definitely hurt comfort, but it's hurt comfort in many different ways. It's actually really interesting. So in this fic, Niall and Liam have been broken up for a little bit. Like, everyone basically thought, including them, that they would be forever, but things fell apart and just got so bad at the end that they broke up. And it was one of those things where, like, at least from what I remember, Niall wasn't even sure if the breakup was right or if it was what had to happen. But as time went on and as he kind of healed and tried to get past it, he realized that, like, yeah, they had just, too much had gone wrong. There wasn't a way for them to really fix it. And they just needed to stop, you know, because they were hurting each other and themselves by trying to stay together. And so the fact that they both hadn't removed each other as their emergency contacts, and then Liam gets in this accident and Niall is the one that's contacted by the hospital, it's so realistic. Because if you think about it, like, how often do you go in and, like, take care of your emergency contacts? Like, not that often, right? At least I don't even think about it, and then until somebody brings it up and I'm like, oh geez, I haven't even thought about that in years. And so, like, it fits, right? And then all of a sudden he's there, but, like, he feels bad because he's still worried and he still cares about Liam. But he also is really concerned because he doesn't, like, they broke up. He's clearly not the one that Liam is going to want there with him in the hospital. And so he's trying so hard to get a hold of the other guys, and none of them are answering, or if they are, they can't get there right away, and so Niall just kind of stays, and it's awkward. It's so awkward, and it's so painful, but at the same time, like, you're just sitting there, and you're just like, oh, at least I was. I was, like, clutching my chest the whole time, just, like, wanting them to be able to fix it, because it was so clear that, like, both of them really did care about each other still, haha, and so it was just really, really well done. And it's really beautiful the way that the dynamic is written and the way that it morphs and changes and grows and adapts to the various situations and everything that they're going through. And there's also just, oh my goodness, the side Larry, like, they're in so little of it, but where they are, they're hysterical. Like, I was laughing so hard every time that they showed up, because it was needed too, because you're sitting there and there's so many feelings and there's so many emotions and there's so much that Liam is physically working through, as well as Liam and Niall emotionally trying to kind of, like, repair their relationship, even if it is just to be friends, and trying to figure out, like, how it works for them now. And so, like, there's a lot of heaviness that's being dealt with, and it's being dealt with in a very realistic way, I thought. And then in walk these disasters, and it's just so funny. It's a really nice piece to kind of lighten it up before you start delving in, because I think that if I remember correctly, I cried quite a bit while reading this one. And it's kind of crazy because I'm looking at that word count and it's only 12,000 words. Like, in my head, this was a much longer fic because there was just so much wrapped up in it. But it's really just, it's so beautiful. From beginning to end, it was just really incredibly lovely. And on a very different note, the next fic is Best Butt Ever by Has a Bee for Lou on Tumblr and Throw Them Flowers on AO3. This fic is about 1,000 words long, it's rated mature, and the pairing is Harry and Louie. The summary reads, a drabble of a delightful encounter between two halves of a horse, a unicorn, featuring idiots in love at first sight. This fic is just too funny. I have it tagged as, like, a crack fic and awkward flirting. It all takes place at a children's birthday party. There's literal role play because they're two halves of a horse or unicorn. But it's so funny because, like, it was also tagged for bad bottom behavior, which is, like, very literal, but also just, oh my gosh, it's just so funny. But, like, Harry is needed last minute to literally be the ass of the horse, but because he's the ass of the horse, that means that his positioning leads him to having to, like, hold on to Louis's hips and, like, stare at his butt the whole time. And let's be honest, it's a damn glorious butt. And so, like, the whole time there's just all these puns and, like, they're trying to work together as, like, a believable unicorn, and it's so ridiculous and it's so funny, and I was just laughing so hard the entire time. It was just such great entertainment and a really wonderful way to lighten things up and just really improve on what was a pretty bad day for me when I read it, because I remember just sitting down and not being able to handle anything, and I was like, this is only, like, 1,000 words long. I always love Tony's fakes. Let's go ahead and do it. And then I read it and I was just dying. It was just so funny. It was fantastic. Highly recommend. The next few fics, actually it looks like two fics, were two that I read in a series, which is the Butthole series. It's by Kings of Everything on both Tumblr and AO3, and I read parts 5 and 6 of that series because I believe that I've already read the other ones. I remember this month I was kind of catching up on series that I had missed out on some fics for, so I was, like, filling in. Anyway, sorry, I'm like, I wrote all this out beforehand, but I'm still having kind of, like, memories coming back to me now. So, part 5 is Picture This. It's about 3,000 words long, it's rated mature, and the pairing is Harry and Louis. The summary reads, part of Harry's job at the bar includes working the door on Friday nights, checking IDs, and asking for proof of vaccination. One night, Louis Tomlinson accidentally shows him something else. This fic, so funny. And actually, I believe this is part 6 instead of part 5, like I said it was. But anyway, such a funny fic. I was laughing so hard. It's based on something from Tumblr, I believe. And It's just like clueless as fuck, Harry. He's just so clueless and he's so awkward. And he's a bartender who is having to also occasionally check everybody's vaccination statuses. And he's just the most awkward disaster gay man. And then Louis is too, but in such different ways. And like, it's all, I believe that it's a post about something that actually happened to someone that Megan sent to Lauren, and Lauren was like, it's happening, and busted this out and just made me like cry with laughter. Because that's something else that Louis shows, is a picture of his asshole. And oh my gosh, I just keep laughing thinking about it. So I'm just going to leave it there. But just know that like this fic, it's all about that, but so much more is the like it's other stuff that's the focus, if that makes sense. Like that picture is both the focus and the background, because it's not the, that isn't the behavior that it's not like it continues to happen, you know, but these awkward encounters continue to happen, and it's because of how they're both handling it. And it's both realistic and hilarious and wonderful and just wonderful. So good. The other part of this series that I read is called Hot Chocolate. It is about 6,000 words long. It's rated mature, and the pairing is Harry and Louis. I believe this was written because of Lane. Anyway, the summary reads, Harry wants to make something new for Hot Chocolate, his small batch chocolate shop. Louis offers to help. This is a meet cute fic. It's got Baker Harry, and it's funny because he like works at a bakery as an actual baker, and then on the side he has his own chocolate like specialty shop, I suppose. He very much does specialized chocolates, and he has used a whole bunch of molds of himself generally that he creates into these various chocolates, and he makes them all super racy when it comes to their names. And it's just, it's all such horrible puns and so funny. And meanwhile, there's artist Louis, who is a sculptor, and so because of his particular skills and knowledge base, he's able to help Harry with the his Valentine's Day chocolates that he's trying to get figured out, and he just doesn't know how to go about it quite right. And especially after what everybody has kind of voted on, I guess, because Harry does votes with his followers on Instagram, and Louis is one of those followers, and oh my gosh, the flirting. But there's like these horrible, awkward attempts that Harry makes at flirting, all while getting a mold done of his asshole. And like Louis's making that mold, and he's trying so hard to be professional, and there's also, oh my gosh, it's just, it's so, Lauren really excels at that delicate balance of awkwardness and forwardness, and then not being sure how it's being received, and still trying to like make it without being, it's not too much. She always toes the line, but it's not ever too much, if that makes sense. So it's really horribly embarrassing, but like it doesn't make me want to like crawl under the doesn't want to make me want to dig a hole and just hide away. So that's a huge positive for me. But this, it was wonderful because a lot of these fics are very short and very quick reads. And this one is still a shorter fic. It's only 6,000 words long. But it's also a bit longer and more in-depth than what we usually get for fics in this series. And so it was just kind of nice to have that extra little bit of detail and see them work it out a little bit more, if that makes sense. So I enjoyed that a lot. The next series that I read four parts for was the Tiny Penis fics, and that is also by Kings of Everything on Tumblr and AO3. The first fic from that, I read parts 2, 3, 5, and 6, and I have no idea which part is which title in here, to be honest, because I think I listed them based on the order I read them in, which is not necessarily the order that they are in the series. Not that it matters with these fics, that's part of the fun, right? Just please know that every single fic in this series is wonderful and magical, and I love it, and it, I believe that I was listening to Anitra's podcast for this month, and she was talking about Tiny Penis fics a little bit, and about how they're kind of their own trope, because there are, like, a certain set of, I don't know how to describe it, I guess, like, a certain set of kind of feelings and emotions and kind of things that have to be overcome when it comes to these particular fics. And I just love it. I love it so much. So the first one that I read from this series that month was A Small Matter, A Matter of Trust. It's about 19,000 words long, and it's rated explicit, and the pairing is Harry and Louis. This is another one of those that was longer than what we usually get in this particular series, and it's longer than what you get in a lot of tiny penis fics, just because a lot of them are kind of porn with plot, or porn without plot, to be honest. Some of them are just kind of tiny penis porn, but this one was not. There was more to it. And I loved it. I loved everything that was in it. I'm getting ahead of myself. Sorry. So it's 19,000 words long. It's rated explicit, and the pairing is Harry and Louis. And the summary reads, Harry knows he and his grinder hookup would be perfect together if only he could convince him to give a relationship a chance. Or Harry has a thing for jock straps, and Louis likes to wear them. This fic is fantastic because I actually forgot that it was a tiny dick fic. I just got so wrapped up in the story of it that I forgot that that was even an aspect of it until we got to the point where it was all revealed. So it all starts, yeah, as you can tell, like, it has to do with grinder hookups, and they're kind of a secret friends with benefits situation almost, or at least that's what it turns into. They were literally just grinder hookups, and then they turned into like a secret friends with benefits situation because Louis is a new teacher in town, right? And well, maybe he's not so new, but he's new to the friend group of that Harry has. And so they're all teachers and they all get together to play basketball. And one day his friends invite Louis and Harry shows up to see that Louis's there. And Louis's like, do not tell them, because it was always kind of something where they didn't talk. Like, Harry went for the hookup and then left and that was it. Louis wore a jock strap. It was really hot. And then he goes, and like, that was just kind of their thing. And Harry had talked about this grinder hookup with his friends, but Louis was like horrified to see that Harry was the Harry that they were having over, that he was joining. And so they're hiding it and they become friends, but like, they also still hook up, and it's very much kept separate. Like, Louis is insistent and adamant to the point of almost being a dick, but at the same time you can tell that there's a reason for it and you just don't know why. And so you're trying to figure out what the hell is going on, and there's just so much vulnerability on both sides, because there's just Harry's been through so much, and he just wants to have a relationship with Louis so bad because he cares for Louis so much. And then meanwhile, Louis is just so concerned about his dick and the size of it. And oh man, it's just, there's so much vulnerability. And like, I literally cried, and I was just sitting there and I was like, I did not expect to cry while reading a tiny penis fic, but I did, because there was so much emotion behind it. Like, it really felt real and it felt really lovely, while still also being this really wonderful kinky fic. I definitely recommend this one. I mean, I would recommend all of them, but I really particularly loved that one. That one was it was one of my favorites of the tiny penis fics. I can't believe how many times I'm saying tiny penis in this podcast. Anyway, this should probably be flagged as explicit. I'm going to have to figure out how to do that later. I'm sorry. You're getting all of my thoughts as I get it, and this won't be edited, so you're welcome. All right, the next fic is Be Mine, Little Valentine, and it is 7,000 words long. It is rated explicit, and the pairing is Harry and Louis. The summary reads, Louis wants to find someone who will love all of him. There's just one tiny complication. Okay, so basically, in this one, Louis is entirely and completely not ashamed at all of his tiny penis. He is so proud of it. He loves his tiny little penis. He just wants someone else to love it the way that he does. And he has not had success with this in the past. And so it's gotten to the point where, like, every time that he tries to go on a date, whether it's a blind date or like somebody that he found on like Tinder or Grindr or something, he goes and he basically sits down and, like, within the first 5 minutes, before investing any time into it, like, he just straight up tells them, like, I have a tiny penis. If you do not believe me, then, like, and if you won't appreciate it for what it is and love it the way that I do, then, like, you can leave now. And so often they leave, and like, what assholes, you know? But at the same time, like, I just really love that he loved it so much, and he loved that part of himself so much, because that's one of the things that we do often get in this particular trope, I guess, is that, like, they are sensitive to it, and they are often somewhat ashamed, because, you know, think about societal norms when it comes to dicks and size, and it's horrible and whatever, but, like, he doesn't have that. And so it's really wonderful to see this where he isn't ashamed. And it's to the point where, like, he's embarrassing to his friends because of how unashamed he is about it. But then, like, there's Harry, and he meets Harry, and Harry's, like, so interested and is so, like, he is so interested in every part of Louis. And Louis doesn't believe him at first and thinks he's just, like, just joking around. And Harry's just like, I am so serious right now. I am so serious. But, like, just, oh my gosh, the back and forth and them trying to figure it out and work it out and everything is just so good. It is so good. I loved it. The next fic, it's really funny because this one I feel like has similar vibes, even though it's a completely different story. But it's Snow Big Deal, which, love the pun, and it is rated explicit. It's about 8,000 words long, and the pairing is Harry and Louis. In this one, the summary reads, Louis is a professional snowboarder set to appear in ESPN, The Body Issue, and Harry is an assistant photographer working for the magazine. They have more in common than they think. This fic is so good. So good. So Louis, he is not just a professional snowboarder, but he's actually an Olympic snowboarder. And oh my gosh, like, it's so interesting because, like, there's a small penis and then there's a micro penis, and there's just, it's such an internal fic while there's still so much more going on, if that makes sense. Like, there's actually a small amount of dialogue when you compare it to everything that's happening, because you're so stuck in Harry's head for so much of it. And there's such a visceral way of showing those struggles, as well as, like, the constant change in the dynamic between Harry and Louis as they kind of, from the very beginning to, like, oh gosh, there's just so many things that happen in this fic, and that dynamic is changing constantly because of all those things that are happening, and they're trying, it just goes very quickly, and assumptions are made, and arguments happen, and then they, oh my gosh, and amidst all of this, there's all of this nudity, and just randomly pulling out their bits, and oh my gosh, like, there's just such a great comedic aspect to it, but also there's just such brilliance and, once again, vulnerability. They are just such soft, vulnerable boys, and I love it. And then the last fic that I read that month from this series is called Birthday Princess. It's about 5,000 words long. It is rated explicit, and the pairing is Harry and Louis. The summary reads, Harry celebrates his birthday with blowjobs and slippery nipples and sex on the beach, and drunkenly propositions the bartender in the bathroom. So in this fic, Harry was just newly legal, and he goes out to celebrate his birthday, and Louis, the bartender, who just happens to be there, you know, serving him his alcohol, and it's just this adorable meet cute. Harry is just so enthralled with Louis and how beautiful he is, and he is just so happy to be legally drinking, and oh my gosh, it's so great. But also Louis is so sweet because, like, Harry really does proposition him, and Louis is just, he's a good guy, you know, he doesn't take advantage, but things still happen later at another time, and the, oh my gosh, Louis, like, didn't expect, anyway, it was just one of those fics where you're just, Louis clearly said what he said, not thinking that Harry would actually do it, and then Harry did it, and he's just, oh, it's so sweet, and it's so adorable and precious while still being a tiny penis fic. And there's public sex, there's car sex, like, it was just adorable and silly and sweet and hot, because that's what this is, right? Oh, there's just so much to it. It was so great. And so that wraps up my tiny penis reading for that month. The next fic that I read was called Scent Partner by Dagger and Rose on Tumblr and A Moment of Love on AO3. This fic was about 4,000 words long. It's rated explicit, and the pairing was Harry and Louis. The summary reads, "The name of the company was horrible, Scent Partner. Whoever was on the marketing team should be fired immediately for greenlighting that name. But the instructions were simple. Alphas wear a shirt for 3 days and nights. The shirt gets sent to Omegas nearing their heats to pick the Alpha who smells the best to them. The company notifies the Alpha and gives them the opportunity to say no. If both parties agree, they meet at the heat room for the Omegas heat. Everything is safe and consensual." So this is obviously an ABO fic, and it's Alpha Louie and Omega Harry. And it's very much a strangers to lovers fic, and, you know, through those heat surfaces, that's how Harry meets Louie. And it's actually, I really loved this concept and the way that it was explored in this particular fic. The world building was just ace. I loved it. It was a completely new idea that, like, while ideas and similar concepts to an extent have been explored in fics that I have read, I've never read anything even close to this, and it was just so soft, and it made me feel so safe while reading it. It was a really incredible fic, and it's really funny because it's another one of those that I'm reading this and I'm like, that was only 4,000 words. Like, there was so much that was built into the world building so naturally that you just pick up on it, and it all just makes so much sense, and it feels like you are completely immersed, but it's only 4,000 words, which is pretty magical. The next fic that I read is called Dancing Barefoot by Kel Santama on Tumblr, and then on AO3 they are Words and Notes. The fic was about 19,000 words long. It is rated teen, and the pairing is Zane, Louie, and Liam. The summary reads, Zane snorts. Now we have a situation, apparently. Liam's got a thing for you, and you've got a thing for me. Mathematically speaking, that would mean you've got a thing for Liam, Louie points out, his head finally peeking out from under the pillow. I don't think math has anything to do with it. Like, for dramatic purposes, then, Louie insists, poking at Zane's foot. Some kind of Shakespearean love triangle thing. I'm not into Liam, though, Zane says. It doesn't matter that he may or may not be lying. Or Liam, Zane, and Louie are the only parents who agreed to come and supervise a school trip to the seaside. They get way more out of the deal than expected. This fic was wonderful. I would like to scream for many years about this fic. The way that it was written and the way that it was done, and it was just so beautifully crafted. I loved it. And, like, it took turns with their points of view, but, like, it was longer chunks of the fic. It rotated through them in a way that allowed you to really delve into each point of view before rotating to the next. And so by the time that we finally reached the last point of view, you have such a clear picture of the first two. And there, I had so much concern because communications had been happening and talking and flirting, and you thought you had a good idea of it all, but you just weren't sure because so much is still being held back, because there's still a lot of, like, they are navigating the potential for a poly relationship between each other when they are on a school trip and their kids are there and needing the attention. Well, two of them have kids, because Zane, I think, was just an uncle. Yes, Uncle Zane. But it is single parent Louie and single parent Liam, and they've both had their own struggles as single parents with their particular situations. And then all three of them, this was for the cliche fic fest, and it doesn't feel like it's cliche at all, but at the same time, like, it's model Zane and artist Zane and football coach Louie and firefighter Liam. And so, like, it makes sense, as well as, like, the way that certain attractions were fairly immediate. It also is somewhat cliche, but the way that it all plays out is not in any way. And it's so in depth, and it felt real. And the concern and the way that it was all new, and the way that it was something that they hadn't, well, at least not really allowed themselves to consider, the idea of a poly relationship with anyone, much less with these two guys that they have just met. But, like, the way that the dynamic is written and the way that they all have very particular ways in which that they naturally interact with each other, it feels very real to the people that we know them to be in real life. And so I really appreciated that. But, like, the way that there were, like, all of these jokes at the beginning, and then they slowly shift into the realization of the fact that they actually want it, and the way that it's all split up, and it's just so soft and intimate. And teacher Gemma is there the whole time, kind of overseeing this entire trip to the seaside, and just the way that it's broken up, it just felt so lovely, and it felt so in depth and tender, and I just really truly appreciated that. The next fic is called Why Didn't We Make Out the Night We Met by Berserkshires on both Tumblr and AO3. I'm so sorry if I butchered that. I'm sitting here laughing at myself because I am already having trouble speaking, much less when I try saying some of these URLs. So this fic was 52,000 words long. It was rated explicit, and the pairing was Harry and Louis. Let's see here. The summary reads, Louis and Harry meet in an alley outside the hotel Louis is staying in for the weekend. Harry introduces himself as Ed, and Louis is completely clueless. They have a relationship through text messages, phone calls, shared pictures, and FaceTime calls. Is a cell phone being the only source of communication enough? Will Louis ever learn that he's really talking to an international pop star? And what happens when the world is shut down due to a widespread virus? So this fic was amazing. It all starts because of a meet cute, and the meet cute is adorable, but it's also famous, non-famous. But Harry, he introduces himself as Ed, and Louis has no idea who he really is. And the whole reason that they meet is because, like, fans found Harry and he was trying to hide from them, and Louis helps him hide and get away from them. But he doesn't understand why and what's happening. Like, to anybody who is kind of clued in to who Harry is or, like, what was happening in the fic, you know exactly what Harry's doing, and it's very obvious and very clear. And I think that for a time, Harry even thought that Louis knew and was just playing along, but it became very obvious over time that Louis didn't have a clue. And so in this whole thing, they are having a long-distance relationship, and it's called a chat fic, like the way that they described it. Most of it happens over the phone or by texts and sometimes voicemails, but like Harry's a pop star and Louis is a fields caretaker, like for the sports fields for a university. And so Louis's American and Harry is lying his whole time about his real identity and who he is. Like, he tells the truth beyond that, like he talks about where he's going and what he's doing and the fact that he is on tour, but he says that he's just somebody working for the tour rather than being, you know, the one the tour is for. And so because of that, a lot happens, and you just get such a very specific and distinct view of everything that's going on because you only get it through their conversations. And when they are actually speaking to each other on the phone, it does read more like a traditional fic does, except that it starts with the start of the phone call and it ends with them hanging up. You'd never get anything more than the conversation. And then, like, a lot of times you're literally just reading the texts back and forth to each other. And other times you're reading just, like, the voicemails that have been left. It's just such an interesting way to structure a fic. And I was really wondering if I would get drawn in enough with it like that, because I wasn't sure. I know that it can be done easily with epistolary novels, so I know it's possible, but I'd never read anything quite like this, and so I didn't know if it would have the same kind of emotional draw and feel to it. And it did. And Harry continues to repeat this question over and over, like, why didn't we make out the night that we met? And Louis is constantly changing his answer, and it becomes a thing for them where, like, Louis tries hanging up without him doing it, and Harry's like, wait, no, I haven't asked you yet. And Louis's like, oh my gosh, why do you have to do this? And the way that Louis replies is always some sort of playoff of their discussion that they'd been having, and the way that it changes and it morphs, and it starts out like as a joke, and it becomes something so much more, and it becomes something so much more vulnerable in the way that they're asking, and there's so much longing behind it. And it's one of those where, like, at one point, like, Harry asked, and I was, like, clutching my chest because, like, it hurt the way that it happened with their conversation and the way that Louis answered him. And, oh, my gosh, it was so painful. It was so wonderful. Also, I do not know who Berserkshires is, but they know a lot about Ohio. And they made a lot of very specific jokes about Ohio that only Ohioans make and understand at times. And so I just want to give a shout out to those and how legit that is. And I just want to let everyone know that Louis, like, he had the attitude of a real Ohioan in this. And I love that for us. Here's Ohio. Anyway, it's just wonderful. And then at the end, the way that it all works into COVID, and the way that COVID changes everything for them. And it's just fascinating. And I could probably talk about this fic for hours, and I'm trying my best not to give anything away while still making it, like, very appealing to everyone. Just know that this fic was just wonderful. It navigated a lot, and it went through a lot with these guys because, you know, you have to, there, it takes a lot to build a relationship like they were building, the way that they were building it. And it's just really incredible. It's all fascinating. And then the way that, oh gosh, I'm not going to say anything more because it would just give away too much. Just know that, like, oh, the way that it all even unveils, and the way that, like, Louis and Harry both handled it at that point, it just felt very real. And it felt like something that, it felt like the way that it would be handled by certain people. And it's just, it's wonderful and fantastic and sad, and it hurts. There's definitely a lot of angst in there, but it's just wonderful. It's such a great fic. So the next one is going to be another series, and this one was J. Rhys Kinktober. I read parts 1 through 6. I actually still need to read the last part or two. I don't remember how many parts I still have left for this series, but it was wonderful. So yeah, it was written by Jerry on both Tumblr and AO3. The first one that I read was Jerry's Kinktober Bestiality. She went so hard with these fics, and I love it. Bestiality. It was about 1,000 words long. It's rated explicit, and the pairing is Harry and Louis. With all of these fics, and with Jerry in general, I love the way that she writes and handles a lot of topics, because she takes these kinks and things that are very much taboo, and she really delves into them a little bit. And sometimes she just explores it, because why not explore it? Why not just, you know, have that, this kind of fictional way to kind of take a look at it, and, you know, in that way, kind of try to experience it to an extent. But she always makes it so fascinating. Now, that being said, not clearly, if we're kicking off with bestiality, these fics are not going to be for everyone. So please make sure that you are reading the tags, that you are going through and being safe, but also being respectful. Because just because they're not for you doesn't mean they're not for anybody. But also, you don't know why people are reading or writing these fics. So just appreciate them for the fiction that they are, and for the way of exploring something in a safe way that they are. And appreciate them if you want to, and don't if you don't. But keep it to yourself, basically. If you don't be mean and don't be rude. And that's all I have to say about that. So, the summary for her bestiality fic is Harry and Louis are roommates that both live their secret lives as shifters. They joined the same pack, and sometimes it just makes sense to get off together. This fic was so fascinating, because they're werewolves, you know, it's a pack fic, but they're roommates, and it's kind of friends to lovers-ish. There's a lot that's hazy about this fic for a lot of reasons, because it's not only werewolves and ABO and all that, but it's also recreational drug use and then casual sex. And so, like, there's just, it's only 1,000 words long. There's a lot that's in it, while also not being completely explored. It just sets up the scene, and it gives you a very distinct idea and a very specific view of what it is that's happening without really resolving anything. And that's one of the reasons why I actually really appreciated it and I liked it. It left very much up to the reader and kind of our imaginations. So I liked that. The second part of the series that I read was J. Rhys Kinktober, Water Sports. And this one was about 2,000 words long. It's rated explicit and the pairing was Harry and Louis. The summary reads, Harry really has to pee on stage and rushes under to relieve himself. He just never thought to check for any stagehands that may also be beneath the stage mere feet away. It becomes a thing. So this was something that J. Rhys wrote after the first time that she saw Harry rushing underneath the stage. She was like, perfect, that'll work for Kinktober. And then Harry kept doing it. And so we were like, oh my gosh, we joked around and we were like, he was just making it canon. But it was just, this fic was wonderful. So it's clearly famous, non-famous. It's voyeurism and exhibitionism is like in there as well. It's basically semi-public sex. Singer Harry, crew member Louis. And basically after the first time that Harry has to take a piss during a concert beneath the stage, like, and he finds Louis sitting there without anywhere else to really go and kind of observing him, and it's all written from Louis's point of view, and it's wonderful, just kind of the way that he's trying to figure out what's going on, and if it's just him, or if Harry's kind of playing into it as well, or if Harry knows and he's kind of making fun of him, or if it's kind of a mutual thing. Like, it's really interesting, this dynamic and the back and forth that's there, and it's all done, again, in only 2,000 words. It's just really fascinating, and I am, like, water sports is usually a quick for me, but the way that it's done here, it made it so that it was really fascinating and I actually wanted to read more. So anyway, there you go, have at it. It's very interesting. The third one that I read from this series was J. Rhys Kinktober, Hypnosis. This one is also around 2,000 words long. It's rated explicit and the pairing is Harry and Louis. The summary reads, Louis is very good at hypnotism. It's one of the reasons why his species has never been discovered on Earth. Harry is very easy prey. So it's obviously like aliens and alien sex, and there's also tentacles, and it's also, it's like, you need to be careful because it's also definitely rape and non-con. But again, hypnosis. So yeah, it's like he's wanting it, but also at the same time, like, does he actually want it? It involves coming untouched and obedience and praise kink, and it's just what I said was basically this fic is dirty, dirty, dirty and fabulous. So if you're into any of this and it sounds interesting and you want to just kind of read a short little 2,000 word fic that, you know, explores all that, this is the one for you. The next fic that I read from this series was J. Rhys Kinktober, Hybrids. This was, once again, about 2,000 words long. It is rated explicit, and the pairing is Harry and Louis. The summary reads, Harry's surprise pregnancy leaves him exhausted trying to handle everything on his own. At the suggestion of family and friends, Harry adopts a hybrid who ends up helping him out in more ways than one. So, it's definitely implied in preg. You don't see the pregnancy so much, I don't think. Anyway, it's basically implied in preg, I think. And there's Mummy Harry. He is lactating. And so there's definitely lactation kink and breastfeeding. And it's all just about comfort is the thing. Like, it is so soft, but also, like, really erotic at the same time. It's just, it's really beautiful and soothing. And it's just really amazing the way that Jenna is able to kind of navigate that and play up the kind of sexiness of it all while having it all be just natural and accepted by the characters in the fic anyway. It was really wonderful the way that it was kind of explored there too. And the second to last part of this series that I read in October was J. Rhys Kinktober, Pet Play. This fic was about 1,000 words long, rated explicit, and the pairing was Harry and Louis. The summary reads, Louis's roommate walks in on him having some alone time with his tail and ears. It escalates quickly. It was really interesting. I really liked the way that it is all set up in this, because they jump right in, basically. It's definitely under negotiated kink, so be careful with that if that's a trigger for you. But like they just naturally take over the master pet role, and they don't like, there's not a lot of talking. They're friends to lovers, essentially, and there's size difference. There is a tiny penis in this fic, which I forgot about until now. But they're roommates, and there's so much vulnerability because of how Harry kind of comes in and sees Louis like this, but he's also super open to it. And the reaction that they both have to Harry walking in on him like that is just incredible. And the way that it's all handled, like, I kind of want to go back and read it now. I might go back and read it after I finish with this. It's just such a short fic that, once again, is a very thorough setup for it all. And it makes it so that, like, you just completely understand where the characters are and why they're doing what they're doing. And I love that about a fic. And the last part of this series that I read is called Jayri's Kinktober Self-Cest. This one was about 2,000 words long. It's rated explicit, and the pairing is Harry and Harry. There's also established Harry and Louis, but that's not the point of this particular fic. So the summary reads, 19-year-old Harry gets a visit from 27-year-old Harry. It escalates quickly. A lot of this escalates quickly. I like that. Anyway, so with this one, it is a canon-compliant fic, and lactation kink is kind of touched on, but it's not, I don't, yeah, the way it touched, it's kind of like a surprise. It's kind of fun. There's also, like, time travel, which is how they get the age difference between Harry and Harry. There's a non-binary character, which just adds so much fascinating depth to it that you don't really anticipate. And then there's talk of, like, there's butt plugs, and, like, this, the way that it was all written, it's just, it's really interesting, and it's a fascinating way to look at a whole bunch of different aspects of this whole possible situation that they were kind of in. And it was just such a cool way to explore all of that. And, yeah, I'm laughing, because I'm reading some of my notes of what I said about this, and basically I was just talking about how it makes me feel really incredibly ace sometimes seeing how I'm talking about all these kink fics, because I'm just like, it's really fascinating, and it's an interesting way to explore it, and I don't know if anybody else feels that way about it, but at least I do, and, you know, me and my ace self, there you go. Quick insight into me. I just really enjoyed them, and I thought that they were really interesting worlds to delve into, and, you know, just get to have a quick little taste for. So that was that. And now for something completely different. The next fic is called No Such Thing as Second Choices by Slashter on both Tumblr and AO3. This fic is about 30,000 words long, and it's rated explicit, and the pairing is Liam, Louis, and Harry, with established Harry and Louis. So the summary reads, Harry is the calming rain, the peaceful serenity, the cleansing fall of water that makes Liam come alive, and Louis is the thunder, the lightning, crashing and booming and shaking Liam to the core. Or the one where Liam falls in love with two men on a computer screen. Real life, however, is a lot more complicated. This fic was amazing. Amazing. Liam has, like, a favorite porn site, basically. Or he finds a favorite porn site. I can't remember if it's one that was already his favorite or it becomes his favorite. But I believe that it's one that's already his favorite. It's just that he finds Louis and Harry on there. And what's interesting about this site, I love how specific Liam was and why he liked it. And it was basically that, like, it's usually a masturbation site, if I remember correctly, where it has the camera on, like, the chest and the face, and so you can see them and hear them as they are pleasuring themselves and coming, but you don't actually see anything more than that. And so Liam loves that sight. That's what he thinks is hot and sexy, is he thinks the way that they are feeling it and the way that they're reacting is really beautiful, and that's what turns him on. And he finds these videos where they can do it with partners, and Louis and Harry they do these videos themselves, like, separately, but they also pair up occasionally. And I believe that there's not really talking in them. It's just kind of their sounds most of the time, but he can, like, hear them sometimes, like, whining or whispering each other's names or something. And he just thinks that they're just beautiful and incredible. So they're like camboys, and he just falls for them hard, and he just doesn't, like, nothing sets him off quite the same way that they do, and he starts to, like, really follow them. closely. But then he and Zane, I believe, move. Is it him and Zane and Niall? Oof, I don't even remember the roommate situation now. I feel bad about that. But they move. And when they move in, it's really funny because our... Oh, wait, I think Niall might be a roommate of Harry and Louis. Anyway, he moves in next door to Harry and Louis, unknowingly. And, like, their first view of him is sweaty, taking off his shirt. And, of course, it's Liam. He's gorgeous, right? He's ripped. And so they see him, and they're like, ho-ho, beautiful. And he's just like, oh, my gosh, everybody who lives in this building has to be gorgeous. But then also, like, yeah, so he just keeps meeting them over and over again. And he feels horrible because he gets off to them. But also, they're doing it because they enjoy it, right? And so, like, it's just this whole thing where Liam is, like, basically having, like, meltdowns every time that he, like, sees them, because he's already kind of, like, you know, he already has fallen in lust with them, just, you know, kind of their dynamic and the way that they are together, and enjoys himself in that way. But as he gets to know them more as people and sees their dynamic, he gets confused about who they are to each other. But he also just falls so hard for each of them. And he just really loves and cares for them. And, like, Harry and Louis haven't really figured themselves out all that much. So they're kind of established, but, like, they haven't ever talked about it. And so there's a lot of miscommunication and not understanding and pining. And it's all just confused there. And then Liam is just, like, falling so hard for them, and there's a lot of complications and a lot of, like, kind of dancing around each other, and yet, like, having it all be so natural with the way that they all just fall into each other and the way that their dynamic is with each other. Like, they work so well together, and it's so obvious, but they just have to work through so much. And there are a lot of misunderstandings, and there's a lot of negotiation that has to happen in order to figure out their dynamic with each other and figure out themselves, you know. But what I love is that when it finally, like, there's so much miscommunication and just not talking. Nobody talks about anything for so long. But when it finally comes to the point where they are communicating, it is so great. I love communication in fic. It's just beautiful to be able to read and witness and see the way that the characters do communicate, and see the way that the author kind of interprets the way that these characters communicate and the way that they portray that for us. And the way that it's done here is fantastic. I loved so much about it. It was just wonderful. And so this was, like, I love polyfics so much. And, like, there was just something about this one and the way that it was all written and explored, and it was just wonderful. I loved it. Highly recommend. And the next fic that I read is called Old Photographs and Times I'll Remember, once again by Jayri. This one, it was about 54,000 words long. It was rated explicit, and the pairing was Harry and Louis. The summary reads, carefully he set that negative down and lifted the paper to see there was another beneath. This one, again, was a young man, this time posed against an antique car. He lifted a few more negatives out one by one, each a portrait of the same man with various backdrops. The man in a meadow, in an office, leaning against a doorframe, even one in his underwear grinning at the camera. On the edge of each negative, printed in slanted handwritten characters, were the initials and date, HS 1924. He quickly but carefully packed them back up in the box and buzzed with excitement. He couldn't wait to develop them, to see exactly what had been captured in the images. It was a find that felt like a puzzle to piece together. H.S. was likely the man in the photographs, as well as the owner of the suitcase. Who was he? Why had his suitcase found its way into Niall's attic? Was he still alive and well somewhere in the world? A camera, a suitcase, and a relationship forged through time. This fic was a masterpiece, is what this was. It was written for the Big Bang. And the artist... Oh, who was the artist for this one? I think it might have been Ginny. I think it was Has to Be Good. Please don't quote me. I might be wrong about that. But the art just so perfectly brought to life the fic that was written. It was amazing. It was so good. It's a fic that takes place on a rota for the most part. And I loved the depth and the details that were written for that too. It really felt like a place that exists, and it felt like we were there with them. And like, Harry is a photographer, and he's closeted, and he deals with a lot of internalized homophobia, which is very period typical. You know, it was 1924, but Louis is an innkeeper in present day, and he is an innkeeper on Eroda. He is not from there. He doesn't really want to be there. He is proud of the work that he's done for the hotel, but at the same time, like, there's just, he's so lonely. He's so lonely. And he's got Niall, but Niall is, like, the only person that he really has in his life, if that makes sense. And just, like, his and Niall's friendship, as well as the way that things are navigated between Louis and Harry, and the way that their relationship grows and the feelings grow as he kind of travels through time, through those photos and developing them. It's just, it's all so beautiful, and it's heartbreaking when it inevitably comes to an end. And just, oh gosh, the way that it all happens and the way that Jenna just brilliantly crafted this whole, you know, narration, like, it's just, it's wonderful, and it's one of my favorites that I read in the entire year. It was just a beautiful, beautiful fic that pulled me in, and I love that fic so very much. And if you haven't read it, please, please read this fic. Like, there's a reason Jenna's one of my favorite writers, and one of them is because, like, she is so varied and she just delves into all sorts of really fascinating topics. But, like, this fic is just the perfect example of how incredible her writing really is, and just it's beautiful, it's wonderful. Please read it. The next fic that I read, I love how I'm just going back and forth with these, like, it's just funny to me. Anyway, the next fic I read was Lost in Your Paradise by Sada Vaniran on both Tumblr and AO3. It's about 6,000 words long, it's rated explicit, and the pairing is Harry and Louis. The summary reads, "To the alpha I fucked at the ZM concert, I think this is yours. AKA, Harry and Louis have a one-night stand." This was all based off of those videos. I think it's TikTok. I don't have TikTok, y'all. If I did, I would never get off of it, and so because of that, I don't allow myself to get it. But there was that whole trend where people were like, you know, to the person I met in Costa Rica on vacation or whatever, you know, and then they're holding a baby, I think this is yours, or 9 months ago, I think this is yours, and everything. And a lot of them are, like, silly, and you know, it's not like they really are looking for and finding that person, but, like, yeah. Anyway, in this one, it's for real. it was written for the Bottom Harry Fest, and so it's ABO, and it's Omega Harry and Alpha Louis. And what's great is that, like, the way that she wrote this, ZM was, like, the band that they were at the concert for, and so, like, Harry was just, like, the biggest ZM fan, and I believe that Louis was a really big fan himself as well. And so they're there, and due to a very specific set of circumstances that all happened, they wound up front row not front row, like, because it was all kind of pit, and so they were, like, up against the barriers, but, you know, right there, right in front, and they basically have very public sex, and it's really hot. But then Harry has a baby, and he makes this TikTok trying to be silly and funny about it, and Louis is a professor who, like, word gets back to him, and, like, people figure out that it's him, and so all of a sudden they're, like, internet famous, and Harry didn't even realize that could happen or would happen, and Louis is a professor who's trying to deal with it. It's just, it's hilarious and so funny, and there's this reconnection scene that's great, and it's just, oh, it's just so hot and sweet, and I loved every moment of it. It was a great little fic. And the next fic I read was Make a Heart Dance, Give It a Beat by Lady AJ-13 on Tumblr and Lady AJ_13 on AO3. This one is about 3,000 words long. It is rated G, and the pairing is Harry and Louis. The summary reads, Harry Styles signs up to go on Strictly, and everything Louis thought he'd buried down deep comes bubbling right back up to the surface. So this fic is canon compliant. It is exes to lovers, and he signs up to be a contestant on Strictly Come Dancing, but Louis does not want to watch it, or at least he doesn't want to admit to watching it. Like, he and Harry broke up a while ago, and, like, it still hurts, and it's still hard for him to handle and to deal with, because they haven't really talked, and now Harry's on Strictly, and the boys are all excited, you know, they all want to support him and, you know, be great about it, and
Louis just doesn't want to watch it with them. He doesn't want to have to deal with navigating all of that and watch, you know, being with them at the same time as trying to watch. And so, like, he tells himself he's not going to, but he ends up watching and following Harry's whole journey through it. And it's so sweet. And it's so lovely. And then he goes to the final. Oh, it's just so wonderful, you guys. Like, it's so beautiful. The way that all of it kind of is written out. And I just love Lady AJ, and I love the way that they craft their fics and the stories that they tell, and this is no exception. I adored it. Another fic that I absolutely adored by Lady AJ is called Candles and Clocks. It's about 1,000 words long. It's rated G, and the pairing is Niall and Louis, but it's Niall and Louis friendship. I love friendship fics. The summary for this one reads, Niall is homesick on the X Factor tour. Louis helps. So on this one, it's canon compliant, and it's clearly the X Factor era, but Niall is just so homesick, and this fic is just the softest, most pure thing I've ever read in my entire life. It's just such a really beautiful focus on friendship, and it's probably the softest and most pure fic that you'll ever read too. It's just so sweet. It's just all about trying to be a good friend and a good support and just like show the love and the bond that you already have with each other. And, you know, not ignoring the fact that, you know, he's sad and he misses home. And just kind of playing into what he knows of him to help him try to feel better. And it's just, it's such a really beautiful story and depiction of Niall and Louis' friendship. And I adored it. It was so lovely. And the next fic that I read was called The Only One When It's Said and Done, and it's by London Fog in a Cup on Tumblr and Lady Londonderry on AO3. The summary reads, oh, I'm sorry, this fic is about 6,000 words long, it's rated teen, and the pairing is Harry and Louis. Wow, this fic is only 6,000 words long. There's a lot of fics like that this month, apparently, where I feel like in my head they have, like, they're so much bigger than the word count. The summary for this one reads, Louis Tomlinson, Alpha, 29 years old, is head of the Tomlinson Pack. He's unbonded and happily so. A trip to the neighboring Arthur Pack certainly isn't going to change that. The world building in this fic is incredible. It's just amazing. And the way that it's done is so natural and so, it doesn't overwhelm in any way. It just feels right. You understand the world as you come upon the different aspects of it because they're all just, you know, very nonchalantly almost explained as you learn about them. And because of that, it's a very vivid world and you just pick up on all of those little details as you go along. And it's just, it's such a great fic. And the dynamic between Louis and his siblings and like their own pack's kind of like moral compass and views on things and kind of understandings of the genders and their roles and secondary genders. I mean, you know, like Alpha and Omega and all of that. It's all very clear, you know, like there's no questioning how they feel about various subjects. And there's also no question as to why Louis is having to do what he is doing with regards to the Arthur Pack, because it's really interesting. The Tomlinson Pack and this world in which, you know, we are delving into with all of the fun ABO dynamics. The Tomlinson Pack is a very interesting and very strategic placement of power, essentially, because they are away from a lot of the other packs. But it's not in a way that they think that they're better. It's just that it allows them to, you know, make sure that they are amongst like-minded individuals and they're not, you know, they're able to live to their own moral standings. And Louis is incredibly protective of that, of his pack and of his, you know, siblings and of his own, you know, the environment, I guess, that his mother worked so hard to build. And the way, like, he just does not like the Arthur Pack, and he particularly doesn't like James. And just the way that the Arthur Pack kind of handles things is very interesting and very different, but also very, like, it's not respectful. But, like, Louis can't just be disrespectful because it's an entire pack, and they don't want to completely, like ruin all relationships with them. It's just very interesting, and it's very particular kind of a situation that they have that they are trying to navigate and work through. And when he comes upon Harry, oh my goodness, oh sweet Harry, I wanted to just protect him and care for him and love him, and that's what Louis did for me. It was wonderful. But just the way that Harry was being treated by the Arthur pack, and how different it was going to be with Louis and his, it was one of those things that was just like a relief, and it was really beautiful too. And I just, I loved it. I cannot believe, I am like completely mind blown by the fact that this was only 6,000 words long. That fic was wonderful. I loved it. Like, I still think about that, the pack house for the Tomlinson pack, a lot. Like a lot. I randomly think about it. And so anyway, it clearly stuck with me and I made it bigger than apparently it is. But, I adored it. The next fic that I read is called Freeway of Love in a Pink Cadillac. It's by Ms. Hydes on Tumblr and Ms. Hydes Stylinson on AO3. This fic was about 33,000 words long. It's rated explicit, and the pairing was Harry and Louis. The summary reads, "Did you like them?" Louis asked in a seductive tone, propping his elbow against the armrest, chin resting against his fingers. "I'm not going to answer that," Harry informed, lips pressed into a hard line. "I don't think you have to," Louis smirked, nodding slightly towards his telltale bulge, and watched as Harry reddened from his neck to his forehead in a flash. "Please, I beg you to put that phone away," Harry pleaded with a suffering expression plastered on his face. "Please," Harry whined. Or Louis was on his way to Miami to visit an old friend. Harry was going there for a little R&R and to take in the sights and sounds. A sudden upgrade in seating brought these polar opposites together. The universe works in mysterious ways, and they are unknowingly about to embark on an adventure they will surely remember for a lifetime. Prompt 107, Sugar Daddy AU, inspired by this tweet. Going to sit next to the richest-looking middle-aged man on my flight and scroll through my nudes for 3 hours straight with Rich Daddy Harry and Bratty Baby Louie. This week was amazing. It's like accidental Sugar Daddy Harry. Yeah, that's basically what it feels like. It's like Sugar Daddy Harry, but he was basically an accidental Sugar Daddy. Although, kind of, not really. Like, it's just funny the way that it's all gone about. Louis definitely wants that. Like, that's clearly the edge that he's going for, and he's kind of trying to, like, work him into it and, like, get Harry to pay for everything without Harry really, like, realizing, I guess, what's happening, so that he doesn't want Harry to freak out about it, basically, but he doesn't want to ruin the whole situation. It's wonderful. So yeah, it's a vacation in Florida. There's this age difference, and there's daddy kink, and there's some exhibitionism and role-playing, and just the fic was just so much fun, and I loved the dynamics so much, and just, like, the way that it all builds to the end. Oh, it's glorious. It's so great. And it's so good. And you're just sitting there, and there's so much that's kind of gone through, and they kind of, like, there's such a concern that they've taken it too far, and just, you know, always trying to be a little careful with not only each other, but themselves. And there's also just, you know, such exploration in there. It's just, it's a really great fic, and it's so much more vulnerable than what you anticipate it to be. It was just a really great fic, and it's really fun. And then it ends, and the way that it ends is just so good that it, like, has you screaming, or at least it had me screaming. I'm pretty sure that I was, like, yelling in excitement in the comments. So, I highly recommend that one, especially if you want to take a different look at that trope, because it's not the norm in any way, and it's not what you would expect either. So, you might think you know what's going on in this fic, but you don't, I promise. So just read it. It's great. The next fic is called, actually, this is the last fic that I read in October, and it's called But If This Ends by Absolute Nonsense on Tumblr and Nonsense Darling on AO3. It's 107,000 words long, it's rated explicit, and the pairing is Harry and Louis. The summary reads, Harry's life as a vampire is routine. He spends his years moving around from place to place, learning as much as he can, and falling in love whenever the universe sees fit. When he tries to move his casual relationship with Louis to something more, it all gets turned on its head. As I navigate confusing thoughts and complex emotions, Harry finds himself torn between the love he feels for Louis and everything he thought he knew. This fic was just like fascinating. There was a lot. I mean, obviously, it's 107,000 words long. Like, it's a lot of words. It was a Big Bang fic, I believe, for last year. And so there's also art to go with it, which is fabulous. But yeah, so it's Vampire Harry, but he's like a secret vampire because he doesn't just, you know, he doesn't want to let everybody know, but also just like he has to be really careful. And so he's got kind of a friends with benefits sort of a situation going on. It's more like casual hookups. Like they don't really know each other that well, but he really does try to make it more. It's all very complex. So yeah, there's soulmates and there's angst. Like there's so much angst and there's so much that they have to work through and figure out. And, like they think they know, but they, anyway, it's just so much is explored. And Harry's a bartender and Louis is a writer. So because of their professions, it allows for like a bit of a different structure to their relationship. And I kept thinking that I knew where it was going and I didn't. I kept guessing wrong. But yeah, like, so there were pet names and, oh, there's role play fun in there and like a plot twist and there's blood and blood magic and there's science and just like, this fic was just filled with the most full characters and relationships. There truly was just so much complexity between them and the way that everything developed and so much detail. And it was just so very obvious that there was so much care that was taken with the world and so much planning that was put into it to make sure that everything added up just perfectly. And you can tell and you can feel it because the storytelling was just absolute perfection, as was like the pacing and the reality of how everyone reacted to the various situations and the way that they kind of worked through it. I appreciated it because they were very clearly adults. A lot of times get frustrated, I think, in movies and stories because I feel like the characters are, they behave a little too rashly for the age that they are. And in some situations it makes sense, but, I just get frustrated, I guess, because a lot of times I feel like a lot of the characters, aren't forced to kind of handle things in the way that we as adults have to as we get older. But that wasn't an issue that I had with this fic because it was all so very real and believable with the way that they were kind of handling it. And I can't rave about this fic enough. It was fantastic. It was mature. I mean, not everything was mature. Everybody was making kind of mistakes, but like there was a reason for doing what they were doing, even if everybody didn't fully understand and comprehend why it was done the way that it was done. But they worked through it because again, they were adults who were handling the situation. It was a wonderful fic. It was one of those that was just absolute perfection and such a joy to read. I didn't want to stop. I didn't want to stop putting it down and get to real life because I just wanted to know what was going to happen next. And I wanted to know how it was all going to come together and how they were going to figure it out. And there was just so much in there. So much, you guys. It was wonderful. It was so good and it was so fascinating. And Niall in this fic was just incredible and fascinating and interesting and just there's just a lot. There was a lot in this fic and I will never be able to touch on it all without talking for like hours. So I'll leave it at that and just say if you want yet another I say yet another because I feel like I read a lot of really long complex vampire fics this year and they were so different each and every one of them, but this was just another one that was incredible and amazing and so cool the way that it handled it all. So if that's your jam, this is definitely going to be the fic for you. It was A+ amazing. So with that ends my October catch up. So I thank you for kind of tuning in, I suppose you would say, listening to this and just kind of coming back and supporting me in that way, because I really enjoy doing this podcast. Even if there's not many people listening to it, I really love it. And I'm a bit of a disaster sometimes. I'm not the most organized person, but you still deal with me and I so appreciate that. So thank you so much. I will hopefully be back with you guys again in a week next Friday, and I will have some more fics that I read for you then. But just a reminder, please keep an eye out for that survey that I will be posting in the next few days, asking for some help and insight on what you would like to hear me talk about when it comes to the fics that I posted in 2021. So thank you. I am Lulu Lawrence, and I will hopefully be with you again next week.